Flux capacitor. Check. Plutonium. Right here. DeLorean. Oh, I gotta find those snow tires for the DeLorean.
What are you doing, Dave?
Well, like, before any big trip, I like to make sure I have everything I need, so I was...
I thought we were gonna do a New Hampshire's wild neighborhoods today. I thought we were gonna visit the Alpine Zone.
We are! I'm Dave Doc Brown Anderson from the Forest Society.
And I'm Chris Martin McFly from New Hampshire Audubon, and this is Something Wild.
Actually, you're right. We don't need a time machine to investigate this particular natural community, but visiting an alpine zone is a bit like traveling through time.
What do you mean?
Well, in a very real sense, alpine zones are the last remaining vestige of what New England's landscape looked like 12,000 years ago, just after the last glacier melted away.
I hadn't really thought of it like that, but, you know, I guess it is. There are a lot of cool things about the alpine habitat.
Oh, I see what you did there. Because alpine zones, in fact, are among the coldest parts of the state.
Right, and they're also the highest points in the state. They're defined as areas above treeline in our latitude. That means beginning around 4,800 feet above sea level. Alpine zones are among our scarcest ecosystems, too. There maybe are a dozen square miles of alpine habitat in New Hampshire.
Well, these peaks function like islands, refuges where some of our most cold-hardy species can survive and are not outcompeted by other plants.
And it's not just the cold that keeps other species from living or even visiting this neighborhood. It's also the wind. At 5,000 to 6,000 feet, the jet stream actually hits the summits.
Yeah, and it constantly prunes foliage and wicks away moisture from anything in its path. One of the most remarkable things about this neighborhood is its forest.
Wait, the alpine zone is defined by the absence of trees.
But what alpine zones do have is Krummholz.
Krumm what?
Krummholz. It's a German word for crooked wood. And it's the perfect name for these gnarly, low-growing trees and bushes that cling to cracks in the rocks. Trees like the dwarf willow. And shrubs like Lapland rosebay and also creeping snowberry.
So these Arctic-loving plants form the foundation of this particular ecosystem.
Right. It supports a surprising variety of insects, too. A little-known alpine grasshopper, a wingless scorpionfly, and several types of wolf spiders thrive up there.
And in one of the state's toughest habitats, these sky islands are also home to two unique butterflies.
What? Hang on, butterflies?
Yeah. In fact, New Hampshire's Windy Presidential Range is the only place in the world where you'll find these two, the drab White Mountain Arctic and the bright orange White Mountain Fritillary.
Wow. I guess they're not as delicate as I thought, but they probably don't hang around in winter.
Actually, they do. Hmm? But not like you might think. Adults die off in the fall, but their caterpillars pupate and spend winters in the soil, just a couple inches below the surface. The butterflies themselves are mostly active on warm summer days.
They can't see those air quotes, Chris.
Oh, right. Sorry. Summer in the alpine zone is not the oppressive Triple H affair we experience elsewhere.
Well, sure. Aside from times of clouds and fog, humidity stays low and the elevation keeps things chill. In July and August, it's often 30 degrees cooler on top of Mount Washington than in the valleys below.
And not too many birds up there either, but there was that one summer I spent chasing the American pipit. The pipit is the only obligate alpine nesting bird species found in New England.
Meaning it nests exclusively within the alpine zone. How many did you find?
We counted 9 nests, banded about 30 pipit adults and young. But that was 20 years ago, and there hasn't been any comprehensive survey since. I really want to go back and do another careful count.
Well, despite harsh conditions, there's really a lot of life happening in the alpine zone.
We'll take another look at New Hampshire's wild neighborhoods soon.
I'm Dave Anderson.
And I'm Chris Martin. Our producer is Andrew Perella.
Something Wild is a joint production of New Hampshire Audubon, the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, and NHPR.
Are there lots of birds?
What about birds?
Yeah, what about birds? Okay.
Yeah.
In July...
It's probably too cold for birds. How about that, Dave?
Okay.
I know it's not too cold for birds.
It's
Why
never...
do I have to be the dumbass? Why do I have to always be the dumbass?
Just in this script.
Okay.
Hey there, I'm Sam Evans Brown. If you like losing yourself in the wild, I think you'll like another one of NHPR's podcasts, Outside In. We explore the interaction between the natural world and the humans that use it. That's all of us, by the way. We've done stories about epic White Mountain trail crews, how human hormones are derived from soybeans, how to navigate the ocean without a compass, and sometimes we just talk weird bugs, stinky trees, and other cool stuff. Check out Outside In and subscribe wherever you download podcasts.